This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Marcus Heatherly. Welcome to today's episode of Stock Day. Today we have a returning guest. They were on back in early April with us for their last interview when they talked about their recent FDA approval for their DermaPace device. And they've been coming on to Stock Day now for approximately the past year. When they first came on the show last year, around this time, they were at 11 cents. They've been up to close to 64 cents, and they're currently hovering around that 38 cent mark. We're talking about no other than Sanuwave Health Inc. They trade on the OTCQB. And with us today is their CEO, Kevin Richardson. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. It's been a good experience working with you guys.
Well, we're glad to have you back. You know, you recently received your FDA. You announced Brazil last year, and you guys keep delivering on what you say publicly and on these interviews. If you could give us a little brief overview about your company for those that are first hearing about you, and also tell us about what's coming next for Sanuwave.
Sure. So Sanuwave Health has been around as a public company since 2010. The company's focus is on using shockwave therapy to help heal diabetic foot ulcers and other wounds. We own 69 different patents around the technology. What we're really good at is helping blood flow increase, perfusion increase, vascularization improve. And December 28th this past year, the FDA gave us clearance, so we've been really excited about that. And they gave us the clearance because it's a safe product and helps accelerate healing of really hard-to-heal wounds. So a big market, yes. 1.7 million diabetic foot ulcers in the U.S. alone every year. There's hundreds of thousands of amputations that occur from diabetic foot ulcers. Yes. So we're playing in a space that's really important, not just from a stock and economic standpoint, but from a society standpoint as well.
Absolutely. You know, I was actually at the ADA's scientific conference last year in San Diego, and it's a huge market. I mean, you're talking about diabetes affects a lot of people throughout the world. One of the things here at Uptick Newswire that we always look for in a good company is management. I see that you guys recently hired Sri Parikh as president of healthcare there. His background is very impressive. Mölnlycke, Stryker, St. Jude, Guidant, these are the real deal when you're talking about the healthcare industry. And I also read in an SEC filing that he gets a bonus if revenue hits over $10 million in 2019. You guys only did $700,000 last year, so this would be an incredible jump. If you would, Kevin, please tell us about Mr. Parikh.
Sure. Part of what we laid out for investors this year are certain objectives, and one of the objectives was expanding our board, expanding our science advisors, but also starting to bring in some of the top executives for the management team. And the first hire that we needed to do is bring on a president of healthcare who had a great background to help lead the team as we try to grow and meet our goal of having a device anywhere and everywhere that a diabetic foot ulcer is treated. So we spent a while looking at lots of candidates, and it clicked with Sri. Sri's been a wonderful addition to the team. He's got a great background where he has built sales teams. He's managed groups of hundreds of people, international experience, deal experience. He understands the medical device industry. So we feel very fortunate to have him come on board to lead the team, you know, to that next level, from basically a startup R&D company to the commercialization phase that we're in now. We put in a little stretch goal there, $10 million in revenue for 2019, we'll see. I mean, I think it's a very achievable, if we execute, could be exceeded as well. So it seems like a big jump, but we've gone from an R&D company to a commercialization company, and so that's going to help us stay focused on that transition as we grow and add additional people as well. You know, we're not done hiring. We'll continue to build out the team so that we can, again, achieve our goal of having a device to treat every wound everywhere.
Well, that is a lofty goal, but you guys have put the things in place to hopefully achieve that, and it's worth having goals to reach for. So I think that's a great thing with Mr. Parikh. International for you guys, it keeps going. Last year, you guys did a $25 million deal in Brazil. If you could inform us on that, is that still on track? But also, you just announced Monday that in Central America, and then this morning, and if I read that right, you have a deal out with FKS out of Southeast Asia worth $10 million in the next 5 years. If you could tell me about these deals, did you get any cash up front? And what markets do they cover, and what's next?
Sure. Thank you. Great question. You know, part of our focus while we were waiting for the FDA was to put the seeds in place internationally, and it's now starting to they're starting to bloom. And so things that we started, you know, 2-3 years ago are finally starting to come to fruition in the international markets. They take a while to happen. Brazil, for example, took us 2 years. We interviewed many, many partners. We found MundiMed. That's a net present value of $25 million. Everything's tracking, you know, on track there. There were some upfront cash payments with the Brazil deal. We should get our Anvisa approval later this year, early next year, and then it'll go commercial. It's a big market opportunity for us, and it's on track. The deal announced Monday, which was Central America, that'll cover Costa Rica and Panama. Smaller deal, but there's the partner we're working with, great, extensive wound care background, and it'll be a nice market for us. The big one was this morning. We announced FKS. FKS is a large company, hundreds of millions of dollars over in Southeast Asia. It'll cover Taiwan, Indonesia, Malaysia, along with many other countries. It does not include China. It does not include Japan. So those are still opportunities for us down the road. There's an upfront payment that's actually already been made. There'll be another payment in September, again, as part of the way we structure our joint venture deals. It's a big opportunity for us, and it's with a team that knows how to execute. So we're hoping that we'll continue to see good growth from these international deals. I said at the beginning of the year we'd have two signed. As of today, we've got two signed.
Excellent.
You know, we've got another two in the backlog. One that's on the small side, one that's on the big side. So hopefully we'll have some more international upside as we move forward as well. And that's providing a lot of our growth right now as we're rolling out in the U.S. In 2018 and 19.
You guys recently gave guidance of 100% growth in quarter one when you were on here last, and you guys ended up doing 160% on your earnings call. You mentioned that it will continue to accelerate throughout the year, so that would be faster than 160%. And second part of the question then is, how is your business? Are you still on track for this acceleration? And if you could comment on your goal to have a device in every location to treat diabetic foot ulcers, which seems like a very lofty goal.
Great. You know, we had given kind of a heads up that would grow at least 100% this year. And then as we've built our backlog and are seeing how things are shaking out, we're very comfortable and confident that we'll continue to see an acceleration in that growth rate throughout this year. So the first quarter will be the slowest growth rate at 160%. Q2 will be greater than that. And we've got good visibility with April and May done that will happen. Third quarter is looking like even faster and bigger. And the same with fourth quarter. So we're on track to see a continued acceleration throughout the year. Again, if our goal is to get to over $10 million the following year, as per the bonus in Sri's contract.
Yes.
And then, as far as having a device placed everywhere, I mean, that's really what we're striving for, is that we think treating diabetic foot ulcers, if you don't treat them, you know, from a societal impact standpoint, it's if a if a wound goes bad and has to get amputated, the morbidity rates are on a diabetic foot ulcer that's been amputated within 5 years are far worse than some of the cancers that are out there. So it really is debilitating and causes a lot of pain societally. So we want to be able to get a device anywhere and everywhere that a diabetic foot ulcer is treated. We've got a financing partner in place so that we can place the devices, so we make it easier for the wound centers and hospitals to use them. We'll get paid on a per procedure basis moving forward. So we've made the economics work favorably for the payers, insurance and Medicaid, Medicare. We make it easy for the doctor because it only takes 5 minutes for him to treat. And the customer likes it because he doesn't have to go into surgery. He doesn't have to wear a boot. He doesn't have to go to a hyperbaric chamber or anything crazy like that to close that wound. So we call it the three P's. You make the payer happy, make the physician happy, and make the patient happy, and you'll have success. And that's really how we've gone about with our focus domestically, and it's coming to fruition. We're having a lot of success.
You're tuned in to Stock Day. We're listening to Kevin Richardson. He is the CEO of Sanuwave Health Inc. Take a look at them. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SNWV. They've got a huge market when you talk about treating diabetic foot ulcers. And like Kevin talked about, it's not just a monetary thing. It's actually something that's transformative when you're talking about dealing with diabetes and the problems and it can create. Kevin, if there's anything we didn't touch upon that you'd like to mention here before we close out?
No, we have a lot of activity. I'll look forward to coming back in a month and updating you on all the stuff we've accomplished between now and then. Kind of drinking from a fire hose, but the team's performing unbelievably well, and we're executing. So we will hit our plan, and that's all we can do.
Well, we sure appreciate you coming on the show today and giving us an update. We'll look forward to having you on soon. And I think you've got lofty goals, but they're goals that are definitely attainable. So we thank you for coming on, Kevin, and wish you a great day.
Great. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.